From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Tuesday following a meeting of his national security team concerning the man responsible for the biggest mass shooting in the country's history.
We currently do not have any information to indicate that a foreign terrorist group directed the attack in Orlando. It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet.
In the hours-long assault early Sunday at the Pulse Gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, 49 people were killed and another 53 wounded before police shot the assailant, 29-year-old Omar Sadiki Mateen, to death. French police are holding three men for questioning in relation to the fatal stabbing of a police officer and his partner, which authorities have called a terrorist act. Lisa Bryant has more.
Paris prosecutor François Moulins offered fresh details at a press conference about 25-year-old LaRosie Abala, the slain suspect in Monday's stabbing deaths of two police officials.
Les enquêteurs se sont attachés d'ores et déjà à faire un certain nombre d'investigations et surtout des constatations.
Moulins said investigators seized a list of targets apparently belonging to Abala that included rappers, journalists, and police, along with public personalities. Investigators discovered the list at the home of the police commander, who was killed outside his residence in Magnanville, about 55 kilometers from Paris. Abala apparently then entered the home, taking the officer's partner and child hostage before killing the partner. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News.